So I want to talk about you a little bit first, for listeners who don't know, pianist Anna Shelles. Can you tell us a little bit of your background? You're originally from Ukraine.
Yes, I was born in Ukraine and I lived there until I was 15 years old. And at 15, I immigrated to the United States with my parents. We came to Northern Kentucky, not far from you. And I lived there for about 10 years. And after that, I moved to New York City, and I've been here for about 10 years.
Yeah, that seems like quite a different shift from place to place. I imagine Kentucky is not a lot like Ukraine.
No, definitely not. I had a big cultural shock because I imagine that America is a place of skyscrapers. That's kind of how it looks. And I was very shocked to discover that there's so much land and just endless roads. I was disappointed there weren't as many skyscrapers as I saw in movies.
Maybe that's why you went to New York then.
Well,
after that.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the reasons. I just want to say I love that video of you when you were 12 years old, I believe, playing Rachmaninoff.
Yes, that was my big debut in my home city. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you were already such an accomplished pianist at that point. Were you playing piano from a very young age?
Yes, I started at 5 and a half, and then I attended that you could describe sort of a professional music school for children in Kharkiv. So music was taken very seriously there. We practiced quite a lot from young age. And that it made possible for me to play Rachmaninoff at a young age.
Well, now you have a new album from Sorel Classics. It's called Donna Voce, which means a woman's voice in Italian. And it's a collection of wonderful female composers from the past few centuries. So I want to talk about bringing these composers together for this album. When did you first get the idea that you wanted to create an album of all female composers?
Well, at first I actually had an idea for a recital. I realized a few years back that I'm very interested, and it's really lots of fun for me to play music that's kind of a little bit outside of the traditional repertoire. I enjoy the process of discovery. I also love to play new music. So to discover something from 200 years ago that I didn't know before, it's sort of like, you know, playing something completely new. And I thought it would be an interesting idea for a recital because I played piano for over 30 years. I've never played a serious work by a woman composer. So I just thought, okay, let's see what I can find. I went to the library to get some scores. I looked online. I just took a few weeks just playing through books of music, and I was so shocked how much wonderful music, great music out there that I never heard. And then I thought, okay, now I have my next program for a concert. And then it kind of naturally led to the recording because I thought, you know, people were so enthusiastic at the concerts about the music. So I thought, okay, this would be great. A project to record, and I'm so happy that I'm talking to you now about it.
Yeah, well, we're happy to listen to it. Who among these wonderful female composers was the first that you came upon and that you started playing?
Well, I can't remember exactly the first one. I must tell you that Clara Schumann was a composer that I actually played last because she was the only composer I really knew. I thought that, okay, I know about Clara, let's see about others. But I think maybe Fanny Mendelssohn was one of the first. Then Cecil Chaminade, I never heard her name before. And I think what attracted me to these composers was the fact that they were pianists themselves, and playing through their music, I felt a very unique approach to the piano. So for me, it was important not only that music sound great, but it feels very, very good in the fingers. It feels very pianistic. And four of the composers on the album were, piano prodigies. They were great pianists themselves. So I think as a pianist, it's also fun to have many points of view through different composers. And I felt that each of them brought a very unique perspective to the piano. So for me, that was also a very important factor.
Well, you have this tremendous background in the Russian tradition, and you know Rachmaninoff mm-hmm. and Prokofiev, and you've also looked for other pianist composers that aren't as well known or aren't as well recorded. But do you feel like your training and this background in Russian music had any kind of influence on how you approach these particular female composers?
Well, probably, because I'm sure it affects everything that I do. I liked to have certain dose of virtuosity in the program, so I was looking for it purposely, and I like kind of very dramatic programs as well. So I must say, when I came across Fanny Mendelssohn Sonata, that first opening, like that low tremolo, I thought, oh, this is such a strong opening, and perhaps a lot of very dramatic kind of hard on the sleeve Russian music. It definitely influences my taste and what I look for in the program.
Well, there is a lot of drama in this program. And reading the program notes about these different composers, now I'm not talking about Jiayushu right now, I'm mm-hmm. talking about the earlier composers. They were all inhibited in one way or the other by male figures in their lives from perhaps, becoming fulfilling their potential as mm-hmm. a composer and pianist in different ways. Mm-hmm. And it's almost shocking to read some of these things, like Amy Beach, that we think of as one of the most famous female composers of the early 1900s. She had it written into her marriage contract that she would not perform on piano or give piano lessons?
Yes, it was unacceptable for her social status to be making money by any public performances. So, it's really shocking, of course, to, even imagine yourself in this circumstances. But I think, after learning about them and playing their music, my perspective changed a little bit, because if at first you feel kind of really sad and sort of almost pity them, after this journey with this album, I realized that they were their need as artists were so strong that in spite of their circumstances, they had to find the way to create. So in a way, I actually felt very hopeful that these women, they had such a strong creative urge that no matter what times they lived in, they had to write music. And in that regard, I think they had very rich creative lives in spite of their circumstances, because they were able to, do the best with what they could. And I think for me, it was just such a joy to discover the work. And the way the audience react to them, I think, kind of makes it very hopeful, I think.
Yeah. Well, certainly audiences and critics nowadays have a different reaction to many of these composers than they did back in the day when they were actually living and playing and writing, which mm-hmm. is kind of sad, I guess, when mm-hmm. when we look at that. I'm thinking specifically of that review of Cécile Chaminade when she played Carnegie Hall back in 1908. Where the critics said that women may someday vote, they will never learn to compose anything worthwhile. I guess he was wrong on that one. Huh?
Yes, definitely. And it's very shocking to read it, and the fact that it was an acceptable opinion. But I think through her music, she really it was manifestation of her creativity and beauty. So. Yeah. I think this is really what we remember about her now.
Yeah, we have that. It's a very nice tribute. Now, let's talk a little bit about the living composer that you have on here, Jiayushu, and the Rhapsody Toccata. How did you discover her as a composer?
Well, I discovered her through my label, Sorel Classics and Sorel Foundation. That's a wonderful organization in New York that supports women in music. And they commission a lot of new music by women composers. So I met her through through them. She's actually writing a concerto that I will premiere. I wanted to get her music on the album because I heard it before. And I asked her to send me some of her scores. And this piece, I thought, was just kind of a knockout piece.
Yeah.
It's really fun to play it. It has a lot of... It's made so beautifully. There is so much intricate details. And at the same time, it's very entertaining and fun. It's great to play live, I thought it would be really very dramatic closing for the program.
I can tell that you as a pianist are really attracted to the virtuosity and the drama of these works. They all have that sort of that in common with each other. And in that way, this Rhapsody Toccata, I think, fits in with the program very nicely. Can you talk about the music a little bit? Because it's very jazzy.
Well, the idea for the piece is that she combines two very contrasting genres. It's a classical toccata and jazz. And at first, you have a more kind of traditional toccata. And slowly, as you go through the piece, the jazz imposes itself on the toccata. It's almost like a battle between two genres. And at the end, it kind of takes over and the jazz and... this very energetic and almost, I guess, bombastic ending. I think it has a lot of fireworks, and it's just a great kind of a closing number for the concert.
Yeah. I like the chord clusters that you bang out at the end.
Yes,
in that piece. Yeah, it's a great ending. I can imagine it brings a big reaction from the audience when you do it live.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. It was some of those tricks, because at the end I kind of play like with my whole arms and elbows. That's always gets a good reaction.
Yeah, I wondered about that. Yeah, you can hear that. Now, interesting is the poster image that you've got on the front of the album. I don't know if you had anything to do with that or if that was... chosen by somebody else, but it's an image that is associated with women's suffrage and women pursuing the right to vote. So it has sort of a political activist sensibility to it. Does that inform your album at all? I mean, do you feel a sense of activism or a message that you want to share through this album?
Well, thank you so much for pointing that out. Yes, I actually found this image. It was very important for me to have a right image on the cover. And I took a long time. It took me a long time to find it because I wanted to have artwork by a woman artist. So I had this book for many years about women artists, and I found quite a lot of beautiful images, but it didn't quite sit right with me. I wanted to have something very strong, but at the same time very feminine. And I decided to look for posters about women's suffrage movement. And I just went online and I was Googling like different images. And when I came across this image, it's by a New York artist, Evelyn Ramsey Carey. She made this beautiful drawing, I don't think she made it specifically for women's suffrage movement, but it was used by as a poster for it. And I thought, it's so beautiful, and it also has this little political undertones. So you don't immediately get it, I think, if you look at the image. But for those listeners who want to dig a little deeper, they could sense that, and I wanted to have a little deeper meaning. So thank you, actually, for noticing that. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the wonderful album. Pianist Anna Schellest, talking about her latest recording. The album is called Donna Voce from Sorel Classics. I imagine you can find it all over the internet. You can also find it on Anna's website. That's annaschellest.com. We'll link to that from her website. Anna Schellest, thank you so much for joining us and talking about your latest recording here on FM 91.
Thank you so much.